This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. Tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite streaming live online right now. A special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thanks for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to all those guys and gals, the roughnecks working on the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the Northern Tundra, and our Americans working in the oil industry all around the world. Now, don't forget to follow us, the official Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. That's our official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page over there. And then also on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
A couple of things going on here. We just received from one of our listeners out in California. This is Ernie in L.A. He said, did you know, and it's about the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors who removed the sheriff, Alex Villanueva, as the head of the county's Emergency Operations Center on Tuesday, a day after he reversed an order to close the gun shops amid the coronavirus pandemic. But it goes deeper than that, and you found something else out about this, and it was?
Well, I'm not quite sure. There seems to be some kind of confusion on the reason he was removed. They say they wanted to centralize, you know, the task force, if you will, and the committee, but he wanted to close the gun shops, and this one's kind of weird. Because apparently the Board of Supervisors didn't like that idea. So, I mean, he calls it, you know, kind of a hit job. There might be something else going on there. can't really tell.
Yeah, I think he kind of ruffled some feathers the wrong way when he did the gun show or the gun store thing. I think that might have upset them because you got to believe that if anybody would want the gun stores to close, it'd be the county legislators, right?
County Board of Supervisors, yeah. So that's, I don't know, something else is necessarily happening there.
Uh-huh. Am I calling into the commission? I don't know what, Major Mac, I don't know what you're talking about. You got to explain, please. But anyway, the other thing is, with everything that's transpiring right now, Marriott, of all things, the Marriott hotels, for the second time in, I think, 3 years, got hacked again. 5.2 million guests, all their data has been exposed to the hackers. So if you stayed at a Marriott, you had better make sure that your stuff was okay, right?
Yeah, this Marriott apparently discovered this late February we don't know what hotel system that it was on, but part of a franchise system. Marriott is saying that there's no reason to believe that payment data was stolen. But their names and addresses and phone numbers and loyalty numbers and travel information and birth dates and so forth were certainly compromised. Now, in 2018, the Starwood system was the one that was hacked that involved 383 million guest records.
Jeez.
And Starwood is a subsidiary of Marriott. So I would say this most recent one is because the hackers obtained the login details of two employees that apparently broke into their system in mid-January, and that Marriott figured it out late February.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, some good news to report. Elon Musk and his Tesla company is supplying ventilators for free. They're making them for free. That's what he's announced yesterday.
Yeah, we mentioned him yesterday along with General Motors. And
yeah, but for getting paid. I remember. $84 million, I remember.
Well, I think that was part of what was being offered up in total, but he is doing it at no charge.
And again, isn't he subsidized by the government?
No, he's got plenty of money.
All right, I thought his Teslas were subsidized somehow by the government, but...
The cars maybe had to get some kind of subsidies, but I don't think in the case of the ventilators, no.
All right. Well, the president told Americans yesterday we could have a couple of bad weeks coming up here, predicting the COVID-19 deaths could be anywhere between 100,000 and 240,000 people. That's the worst case scenario. We're already over 4,000 as we start today.
Correct.
What do you think?
Well, you know, they're the ones that are looking at the models, and, you know, as more data comes in, those models necessarily change. In this particular case, New York and New Jersey are the two states at the highest risk.
Correct.
All the other states, they included all 50 states on their chart yesterday. The other, you know, 48 states seem to be stabilized as far as the curve.
Yep.
So I would say that we need to probably rethink where we have the Mercy ship.
Yeah. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple of ships that are Holland American ships that are down there not very far away from Port Everglades, and they may very well be coming to Florida to dock at the port. We'll let you know more. The president is intervening in that for humanitarian reasons, I do believe. And we may see them dock. I'm not saying they're getting off the ship, but they may be there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, the USCCA has got links, logo links, on my Facebook pages for the radio show. The Captain's America Radio Show Facebook page and the Captain's America Third Watch, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can go there and you'll see the logo link. Click on it there, and a couple of things will happen. First of all, a window will drop down saying, would you like to sign up to register for the free gun a day giveaway? Well, obviously the answer to that's going to be yes. And then the second one is the cash giveaway coming up after Labor Day of $25,000. And I would imagine you might want to sign up for that one too. Now, while you're there, also take a look at becoming a member, because membership has its advantages. There's three levels of membership, and depending on what level of membership you take, you could get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA too. But you'll always get the Concealed Carry magazine, the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which has a number of savings and coupons items in it every month, too, when it comes out. Every other month, rather. Every couple of months, it's an every other month magazine. So, the USCCA, check it out at the Captain's America Radio Show Facebook page or the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersGold.com, is back with us. Hello, come in.
Hello.
Two ships off the coast of Florida, I believe. Are they both Holland America ships? They are, aren't they?
Yes.
All right. And the governor would not let them in yesterday. The mayor of the city said, no, we don't want it. The captain of the port said, no, we don't want it. And the president stepped in and he said, well, for humanitarian reasons, we may want to let these people in, but not let them off the ship. What say you?
Well, here's the thing.
DeSantis has been in contact with the White House, so the White House can talk to the Coast Guard to get whatever people and or supplies to the Rotterdam and to the Zaandam. Now, they have asked Holland America and the two captains to get a plan to not only DeSantis, but to the White House. They submitted a plan, and there was really nothing in it. So it's like, wait, 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 this isn't going to work. Now, some have, on the Rotterdam, have been transferred off that did not have any symptoms. So there's some other things that are necessarily happening here. It doesn't say that we have refused the ship until we get some kind of a viable solution. So that's really where we are with this.
Right.
We don't have a full-blown solution. Now, there are 9 people on one of the ships that have been tested positive.
Uh-huh.
I think one of them is carrying 4 dead.
Yeah.
There are 2 that have been apparently bad enough that they were transferred off the ship. But we are not any different than any other country because every other country has refused the ship. So from a humanitarian standpoint, we want to be able to do something, but we haven't determined a full-blown plan. Now, Ron DeSantis, the governor, has declared South Florida a state of an emergency.
Correct.
Whatever that is.
And shelter at home is the rule down there, 4 counties.
So there's no guarantee yet, but it's not like they've said refused it completely because they haven't.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll just have to wait and see where we go, and there may be some movement on this today, you think?
Oh, there's movement every day. We don't know if it'll get to the movement where they will be granted permission to dock. We don't know that yet, but they've got to come up with. And it's really not a DeSantis decision here. It's somewhere between the National Security Council, the Coast Guard, you know, and whatever other medical resources. Now, the state of Florida has already got 6,700 COVID cases.
Right.
And it's especially affected South Florida.
Yes.
So DeSantis doesn't want to add to the mix because it's taxing the medical personnel.
Now, we had a situation yesterday where I'm not sure there was a report that came out. Did it come from the Inspector General about the FISA thing again? Was that where it came from?
It did come from the Inspector General in cadence with the Department of Justice because the Inspector General, after his last report on FISA, said he would continue to investigate, which he did. And what's remarkable about the report that Michael Horowitz filed yesterday is that on 29 cases, FISA applications, 3 of them virtually had no accompanying files, meaning no Woods files, meaning no evidence.
Mm-hmm.
3 of 29. All 29 had a problem. All 29 had a problem. 25 of the 29 had completely erroneous or inadequate supporting facts. There wasn't any documentary support or any kind of real accuracy. So what kind of facts they threw in there, some of those weren't even facts. They were completely inaccurate. So I guess the question is, what were the 29? That would be pretty fascinating to see who they filed the applications on and why.
Mm-hmm.
But the report ended up over at Senator Grassley's office, who has a remarkable team of staffers. But he is about as furious as he can be because these 29 go way beyond Carter Page,
mm-hmm.
way beyond Carter Page. And so Grassley and his team are about as furious as they can possibly be. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, said the bell has been rung. We've got a lot of work to do. And it has been so noted. But Yeah, this one's tough. It'll be interesting if we get to the date. You know, did it go through Comey's office? You know, how did this whole thing work out?
Well, so, Comey signed off on all this stuff, right?
We don't know. We don't know whose signatures are in these, but it's under his responsibility.
And would this have been Peter Strzok and Lisa Page again, the two?
We don't know that either.
Okay.
We don't know that either. But let's also remember that we had Andrew McKay that admitted in January that the FBI had an inherent weakness,
mm-hmm.
an inherent weakness in the process.
Hmm. All right. Now, it should be noted that while we've been having the issues with the COVID-19 virus, that we also have been moving right along down on the border, building the border wall.
Correct. But we have some contractors now that are ringing the bell because they don't feel safe down there doing that. So some of these contractors, someone could be union, may start filing a cease and desist on the construction.
Now, are we talking about safe as in they're worried about people shooting at them or getting sick?
No, getting sick.
Okay.
Who likes it?
All right. Okay. Now, the other thing is we have a brand new COVID-19 test, supposedly, and we kind of mentioned this, but I'm kind of curious about this. They could get the results in 5 minutes?
In most cases, yes. And they will only do that for those that have some underlying conditions where they need to have the test results immediately. Not everybody will be issued a five-minute test.
All right, question from Eric. When are the grand juries going to be convened and indictments brought forward and then flex cuffs put on people?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Don't hold your breath.
Right.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
Right.
Because you mentioned you didn't think anything was going to happen, and I said there might be one or two, and that was my guess.
I don't think so.
Don't know who they are, but certainly there's going to be a reprimand. That may be where they're going to go with all this and say, don't do that again. Shame. You know, a little slap in the hand.
You know, none of these people that are complicit are even with the Bureau anymore. So, hello.
By the way, tell us about the census since you have firsthand knowledge on it. The census starts today.
Officially, people should have already gotten some mailings to fill out the census online, which I would suggest, you know, certainly people do. But, yeah, so there's the door-to-door people won't come until much later.
All righty, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low up there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check out her great articles that she writes over there on the website, FoundersCode.com. And we'll be back with more right after these messages.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The message from the Coronavirus Task Force: continue to follow the guidelines to slow the spread of COVID-19. Health officials say the number of deaths could hit six figures. Even with everyone continuing to keep their distance, 30 days to slow the spread. The White House projects between 100,000 and 240,000 Americans will die from the pandemic.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks.
President Trump says he's extending guidelines to stop gatherings and have more people work from home.
It's a matter of life and death, frankly. It's a matter of life and death.
Dozens of states and local governments have ordered strict stay-at-home commands. These come with large fines and jail time for anyone caught violating the order. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, tomorrow, Thursday, Bo will be back in studio, or not in studio, he'll be on the phone, sorry, calling in, talking about what's going on at National Aviation Academy. But to find out more about them, you can go to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
National Aviation Academy knows that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More people have chosen, in fact, to go to technical schools or vocational schools to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay them what they think they're going to get paid, because a lot of these jobs that they train for, whether or not you're going into communications or computer science, or you're going into welding, or you're going into being a plumber, a carpenter, an electrician, heavy equipment operator, even truck driver, many of those jobs are going to be in a union shop. And that being said, you are not going to start out at the amount of money you think you are. You're going to start out as an apprentice, number one. In some cases, you could be an apprentice for as long as a year, number two. And number three, you're going to get what's called 80% of whatever the rate is to begin with, because we call those people 80%ers, and that's something that's been done for years and years and years. Now, that being said, if you want to start out at the top of the heap, making the kind of money that you think you could make very easily just by putting your God-given ability to work, you can become an aviation maintenance tech through the training at National Aviation Academy. Now, a 40-hour week will generate about $60,000 worth of revenue to you just working 40 hours a week. That's not too shabby. Now, there is the opportunity to make a lot more money and to work a lot longer, because with all these aircraft that have been parked, they all need to be inspected and looked at before they can go back up in the air again. That is work, work, work. And believe me, they're begging right now for aviation maintenance techs. They really are. Now, check them out online by going to NAA.edu, the website NAA.edu, or give them a call and schedule an appointment. You want to take a tour at one of their campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour. There you go. Well, we told you about the Marine Corps. In our first report, we're going to say it again. The basic training location at Parris Island, South Carolina, is temporarily going to be on hold for any more new recruits to be trained until the COVID-19 pandemic slows down. So that came out yesterday from the Marine Corps there. So anybody that had been scheduled to go to basic training at Parris Island, you are on hold for a little while until all that gets remedied. Certainly, based on the president saying that nobody's going anywhere really till May the 1st, he's advised a lot of people to continue to practice social distancing till May the 1st. That probably will remain in effect that long. In the meantime, the Army put out a call seeing if they could get any volunteers from their retired medical personnel list that they had. And as of yesterday, 17,000 people had responded to the Army's call to come back out of retirement and serve their country. 17,000 people. The Army right now is vetting the volunteers to see who's there and who can do what, and they will be assigning them to units very shortly once they get done doing that for the people that they need in various areas. Now, a major media source yesterday reported that two sailors aboard the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan had tested positive for coronavirus. Now, that's being reported in Stars and Stripes right now today. Don't know how that's going to affect them, but certainly the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, they have as many as 200 sailors that have tested positive, and the captain put out a call for help in dealing with that. They are at sea, so we'll see how that all works out. By the way, the Air Force boot camp, they will continue shipping recruits to basic training even after four of the recruits were deemed positive for the COVID-19 virus at Joint Base Lackland, San Antonio, Texas. That happened in less than a week, last week. Now, the Air Force Academy is questioning what happened with the second cadet death in 3 days at the Colorado Springs facility. A cadet at the U.S. Air Force Academy was found dead over the weekend at the Academy's campus in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Again, second death in 3 days. Also, the Air Force's KC-46 tanker has had another serious technical deficiency, and Boeing is now stuck having to pay for it. The Air Force said that they logged on another critical technical flaw for the KC-46 tanker, this time revolving around excessive fuel tanks. Now, the Pentagon is also seeking some $76 million this coming year to start replacing the Offutt-based Doomsday jets that are there. The day is coming when the Offutt Air Force Base's giant Doomsday planes will fly off into the sunset, so they want to replace them with something totally different. And we get that. And also, finally, short on pilots, the Marines are debating the size of their F-35 fleet, talking about scaling it back to a new low in terms of pilots. We'll see how that works out. All right, joining us right now, we've got Eric in Seminole. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. You piqued, you obviously all the morning you've been piquing my interest on a myriad of topics.
We've been having a lot of fun. Yep.
Yeah, it's been awesome, especially on the back channels there. Here's a question, maybe a statement. So the Marine Corps, United States Marine Corps, decides that they're going to suspend further recruit training at Parris Island.
Right.
Aboard Parris Island because of, COVID-19.
Correct.
Outbreak. Okay, good. And then another story, the Air Force is going to continue to be training cadets or recruits at Lackland Air Force Base down there in San Antonio, right?
Yep.
So we got this. So I understand, I can comprehend and understand and appreciate regional management of an outbreak of a contagious, whether it's virus, bacteria, et cetera. I understand that and totally, completely get it. But if the Department of Defense, in my opinion, is taking it as seriously as they're saying they're taking it, there should be no movement of anyone, in my opinion, regardless of this, because remember, we're all going to die from this if we're not locked down. Does that make sense? So we're still got domestic air. Right. I mean, it's kind of surprising.
I hear you. Yeah.
So, there's still public transportation running in all the major cities of the United States. Whether it's scaled back or not, it's still running. There's still domestic air travel on a, elective basis. There's been, I need to go to a funeral, this, that, and the other. That brings up another topic. So there's people that aren't being allowed to view their dearly departed who are going, passed on. They're not allowed to have, groups of 10 or more, more than 10 at funerals. And I thought this was a serious global pandemic. It's almost as if, in my opinion, that there's two storylines running at this time, because you've seen the videos of the negative pressure ambulances on trains in Wuhan. That's not for a contagious virus that people have real sick flu-like symptoms.
No.
I'm just going to leave it there. Thanks for taking my call, sir. Simplify and stay low.
All right. Thanks very much, Eric. And yeah, I get what you're talking about. And for more information, folks, you can go Google anything that he just had to say, and you'll find out the information he's talking about. All right, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be right with us. And we've got a lot of financial stuff to talk about tonight. There's a lot of things going on. By the way, the Small Business Administration loans are available now. We'll tell you a little bit about how to go about that. I'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversations with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends down at the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Yes, they are open for business from 9 to 3, Monday through Friday, and you can stop by and walk right up to the deli window that's right there on the outside where the picnic tables are and order yourself one of those great sandwiches they have there. And don't forget, you can also get an orange swirl ice cream for dessert while you're there. But you can order either in person or you can call ahead, pick up your order, 941-748-5829. Again, Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did, because I'm telling you, those sandwiches down there, oh, don't forget, the Captain's Club. You want to try the Captain's Club. It's a big sandwich, and if you're hungry, you're going to love it. So there you go. It's 7 down there, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Phone number 941-748-5829. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
A lot of people are asking me questions about how they go about applying for the Small Business Administration loan, which my understanding is, and I'm looking right at it right here, starts on Friday. You can they can tap the virus loan program starting Friday. Now, what do you know about this? Because this goes through the banks. You just go to a bank, tell them you want to apply for it, and they're guaranteed their money, and you're in. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, I would speak with your banker and your current banker and lender right away of what they're going to ask for and need. Government has really streamlined the process. You can actually go to SBA's website right now and put in a bunch of information so you have stuff ready to go. And that's to actually get, I think, an injection of about $10,000, which is going to come very quickly. For the larger forgivable loan based upon factors such as payroll, rent, some of your expenses that you have, utilities such as internet, telephone, electricity, heat, all those various different things for your business, that can be included as well. You can apply for that. It's for 8 weeks worth of those expenses, and that loan can be forgivable, but you actually have to apply at the end for forgiveness of that loan. So these are things you're going to have to work out with your banker. You've got to have your ducks in a row and your paperwork ready to go. But it should be a fairly easy process. I think with the sheer volume of people that are going to be applying for this, I think it's going to be kind of paperwork light for the most part. But, yeah, I would contact your banker right away. I would actually go to your bank's website. They probably have information there ready for you and get your stuff ready to go.
Now, you're up there in Long Island. You're not going into New York City anymore, right?
No need to. There's nothing going on in the city.
Right. And the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, is still in the headlines for threatening to close down churches and synagogues that cross the line and decide they want to hold a church service. That's bringing a big stink up there in the big city.
Listen, I have a lot to do with it, with some of the Orthodox synagogues.
Yeah, because they're still holding services, the Orthodox Jews, yep.
Well, yeah, I think they kind of put the kibosh on that to some degree. My church has been doing online services. Even my wife is an Orthodox Catholic, Greek Orthodox. They, you know, are going to shut down as well. I gotta be honest, man. I think we're getting to the point in time where I think if, you know, people practice, you know, proper social distancing, I don't understand how people can go, you know, to grocery stores and various different places and they can handle it, and why, churches can't do the same thing, to some degree. I don't agree with it. I think church is an essential service. Especially in these times, I think it's a place where people should go. I just think it is. I think if you do the right thing and you practice proper social distancing, the grocery store that we go to, they only allow 40 people in at one time. And people wait outside to get in, and they keep it so it's separate. I mean, if Walmart can do it, why can't a church?
And if you want to do it right and you want to hold a church service, the right way to do it is to have an outdoor service. Put up a little stage for the pastor to be on and then have everybody scattered out to 6 feet apart and all that sort of stuff. And there you go. Have an outdoor church service. No problem.
Yeah. I mean, my Catholic church here, Our Lady Queen of Martyrs here in Centerport, we actually have an outdoor altar, and they do mass sometimes, like Easter mass. Mm-hmm. You can go at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's a sunrise mass. It's beautiful because it's right on the Long Island Sound, looking out over the water. I don't think it's a good idea for people's mental health. I think people need this. I think it could be handled the right way. I think many things are being handled alone, to be quite honest with you. I mean, you could do practice social distancing inside a retail store, certain retail stores too, and open them up slowly but surely. You can.
There are definitely issues, constitutional issues, which will be decided later. I don't think they can be decided right now about what they're doing and how they're doing it. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. By the way, another major company, Tyson Foods, is going to give $60 million in bonuses to their frontline workers for keeping America moving along with the Tyson's products. Now, not just their truck drivers, but the people that are in their plants, production plants and all that, who are keeping the food coming, because again, it's very important for the people at home. A lot of people are making sandwiches right now, you know what I mean?
It's like a, it's like one hurricane after another hurricane. You know, people buy stuff up for hurricanes. It's the same type of mentality. So people are, again, hoarding stuff, like crazy. And again, this is human being spider flight response. It's what people do.
Well, of all things, of all the crazy things to find out, I went into the, not the deli department, into where they had the meats, you know, they hang them up in their refrigerated case and all that stuff. There was no bologna and there was no ham, you know, like they usually had the packages. There was none of that. So people were buying that up and hoarding it.
Again, people do not, they're not rational. Human beings are fight or flight response. It gets people into a panic and they scatter. I'm actually writing a column about that right now because investors do the same thing. It's herd mentality, all going in one direction.
Right. Now, there's a situation going on, and we first heard about this up in New York. There's a lot of people that are being able to use their, and we talked about this yesterday, they're being able to use their security deposit to pay their rent. But now we're hearing that they're also bartering or begging, struggling to pay their April rent by using any means that they possibly can, you know, stretching it out, whatever the deal is. What are you hearing?
I think that if you get to a situation, I think you might want to work something out with your landlord. To some degree. Yesterday, I don't know if you saw it, it was AOC gave a, you know, ripped into Andrew Cuomo about this, saying, well, you know, with the mortgage forgiveness, she's saying for 3 months. It's not mortgage forgiveness, first and foremost. Your lenders, if you can't afford to do your mortgage, it's 3 months forbearance. You're moving the mortgage payments, you're to the end. You're tacking on an additional 3 months. Not to mention the fact that you got to pay the interest that you lost in the end. So you're not skipping out on paying any payments. You're just moving that. And she was saying that that's only rich people. Only rich people have homes, and they're not considering renters. You know, landlords as well have bills that they have to pay to, and they have mortgages. So the money's has to come from somewhere at some point in time. I think that you know, if you work with your landlord in this situation, you give your landlord a call, tell them what's going on. They're going to deal with that. Not to mention the fact they eliminated all evictions over the next 90 days. So even if you don't pay, they can't evict you.
Yeah, they've done that down here, too. Now, let me ask you a question. It's my understanding the Kennedy Center got $25 million in federal funding, right?
I don't remember exactly how much it was. I just know that it was kind of silly to be in that package.
All right, and they just turned around and furloughed their entire symphony orchestra.
Yeah, well, again, it's government stuff. I don't understand how it works and whatnot. I don't know what the money was exactly for.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money to just keep the lights on. But again, you know, it's stuff that people's pork that these politicians stick into bills for whatever reason it may be. And that's a shame.
Second time in 3 years, Marriott International said that 5.2 million guests were exposed in a new data hacking breach.
I'll be honest with you, Matt, I don't know much about that right now.
It's the news right now. The news came out yesterday afternoon. So it's kind of like right hot off the press, so to speak. So you might want to check on that, see what that's all about.
Yeah, it happens all the time. You got to keep your passwords pretty secure.
All right. We will talk to you tomorrow, and you take care up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. By the way, when we come back, we're going to talk to Colonel Jim Warshak. We're going to talk a little bit more about the L.A. Sheriff, who has been removed as the commander of the emergency operations because he decided to open up the gun shops that had been closed. Be right.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.